The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for boys high school basketball as Highland goes against Green. Here is Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you very much, Blaiston, from Green High School in Uniontown. It's time for OHSAA girls basketball action as the Highland Hawks take on the Green Bulldogs in a premier late-season matchup. We'll talk with Hawks head coach Brady Schlabel heading your way next on the pregame show. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Jake Sano here with Hawks head coach Brady Schlabel. Coach, before we kind of get started with all everything else, Jomplin Yoder passed the 1,000 career points mark in her last game out. What can you tell us about just what you've seen from her this season? I know we talked about her a lot to now, but that's a big accomplishment for her.
Yeah, you know, just obviously a phenomenal player, but also a phenomenal person on and off the floor. Really grown in her leadership this year. And, you know, she's really learned when she needs to step up in games and score for us and when she needs to be a distributor. And so That's been really fun to see her kind of come into her own when teams double, triple team her. She's okay to not get 30 points tonight. She's fine with, you know, 7, 8, 9 points and us getting the win. And so been really cool to see that side of her, and, you know, hopefully she can continue to grow.
Well, Coach, you're kind of in the stretch run here of the regular season. You've got Green tonight, a team you got to see play at the Classic in the country. What are you kind of expecting to see out of them, and how can playing a team like this help prepare you for the tournament?
Yeah, you know, obviously a tournament-level type team, should be a tournament-level type atmosphere as well, and just, you know, hopefully be a really good tune-up for us. It's a, you know, one of the best teams in the area, and they've also got a post player going to Ashland, and so should be a really good battle for us. We're expecting a physical battle. They rebound hard. They attack the rim, get downhill, and, you know, they mix up their defenses a lot. So how we handle their pressures, handle all their kind of different quirky defenses, will kind of tell the story tonight.
And it's one of those games where you're going to be asking some of those other players that aren't Joplin to step up, maybe get some different situations that you want to see.
Yeah, exactly. We told our girls this week, it's about just going out and making plays. There's not a ton of stuff you can run or particular things. You got to expect something different from them every possession. And so it's just about stepping up, making plays, being aggressive, and trusting in the work that they put in.
And, Coach, one more thing before I let you go. Number one seed in the district once again, and you're going to get a bye to the sectional championship game. What can you just say about all the hard work you've seen these girls put in?
You know, it's been incredible. It's been a fun year. Kids play really hard. They're very devoted to scout and preparation and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's the best time of the year these next couple weeks. And so hopefully we can make it last as long as possible. I know our girls got some big goals, and hopefully we can get to those.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomeran Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeran is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomeran. Hospital.org.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Well, in the JV contest that just wrapped up, Highland ended up with a 25-20 victory over the Green Bulldogs JV team. Taking a look at the two varsity squads, Green coming in a record of 16-2. Their only losses on the season to Archbishop Hoban, 55-51, and Anthony Wayne at the Classic in the Country, a 68-38 win for the Generals in that one. But that's an Anthony Wayne team with the Bender sisters who are committed to go play at Villanova next year. So that's a very good team out of White House up in the Toledo area. Highland on the other side coming in 17-3 on the season. Their losses to Archbishop Alter 32-28 and Akron Rush 47-29, both at the Classic. And their opening game of the season was a loss 52-47 up at Strongsville. Highland did get the number one seed in the Division 7 East District. And on a bye to the sectional semifinals, but around the area, Highland is 17-3 overall. They're the top team in the area. Loudonville is 13-7. Central Christian 12-7. Wayndale is 10-10. Triway is 9-11. West Holmes 9-11. Garraway 1-19. And Danville is 1-18. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Ashland got their first OCC title in school history. The Arrows, under some new leadership this year, they look fantastic. 10-1 in the OCC, 14-4 overall. New Philly was 8-3, Lexington 6-4, West Holmes 7-5, Madison 6-5, Mansfield Senior and Worcester both 1-10. In the IVC North, Strasburg got their fourth straight IVC North title. They are 11-0 in the IVC North, 19-1 on the season. Malvern in second at 7-4. Newcomerstown in third, 5-4. Buckeye Trail is 7-5. And fourth, TCC 4-7. East Canton 3-8. Connaughton Valley 1-10. Highland clinched their state record 30th consecutive IVC South title. And we were talking with Scott. I'm doing some research to figure out what the national record is, but the other state associations aren't as good as Ohio at keeping those records up to date. So we're taking a look at that. We're going to try to get that eventually. Highland was 12-0 in the IVC South this season. Tuskegee Valley 9-2, Ridgewood 7-4, Sandy Valley 5-6, Indian Valley 4-7, Claymont 2-9, Garraway 0-11. Other action around the area tonight. Loudonville visiting West Holmes tonight. Garraway's hosting Ridgewood. Triway's at Orville. Alliance is at New Philly. And Tuskegee Valley is at Sandy Valley. Boys action tonight. You can see it over on the WKLM YouTube channel. Highland is at Lindsley, West Virginia, taking on Lindsley School. Meanwhile, here in Green, it's the Hawks and the Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and continue setting up this matchup next here on WKLM.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobburn from Hobburn's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at Green, Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you. Blaiston Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Great to have you with us on this evening. Just a reminder, folks, if you are traveling and you're going to be getting home later tonight, a winter weather advisory going to go into effect at 10 o'clock tonight and last until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Scott, we're here in Green. This looks to be a pretty good matchup, and we'll start things off with the Ashland commit, Joplin Yoder, who has committed to play next year at Ashland University.
Yeah, seeing both of these teams playing very strong opponents at the Classic in the country this year, I think we're in for a great matchup. If you look at Highland, Joplin, coming into this season, everybody kind of knew that she was going to be one of those go-to players, and as Coach mentioned in the pre-game interview, the great thing about Joplin is that she's learning to take on a greater leadership role. She's not expected to be the leading scorer every single night, and there are some nights where she might only have 9, 10, 11 points, but it's all those other categories, and it'll be great to see her going up against a future teammate for Green in 5'11 senior Jenna Slates. Green also has another player committed to play at Lake Erie College. That's Sydney Shockley. So I think it's going to be a great game. We'll be able to see some great post action tonight, between Joplin and then her teammate Ellie Haberger. I think that you're going to see a good matchup, and I think a lot of the sort of supporting cast players are going to be the ones that we'll see if any one of them can maybe get hot, either from a three-point range or possibly get a number of steals. Anytime Highland, you're playing a team like Highland, you're going to be playing a very disciplined team that plays a lot of great defense. And Green, they're sort of been forged in fire this season, playing Hoban, very minimal loss to Archbishop Hoban, and then that loss against a very, very good team, Anthony Wayne, at the Classic in the country. So again, kind of getting one of these tournament type atmospheres about a week before week and a half before the tournament here in Ohio gets full-blown.
And you take a look at slates this season, shooting almost 50% from the floor, and that's almost unheard of in high school basketball at any level. And it's no wonder we're going to see her play next year at Ashland with Joplin Yoder. But then you also take a look. She is shooting. Oh, I had it for a second there. 27%, or 18% rather, from beyond the arc. So a lot like Joplin, she can beat you inside, but she can also stretch the floor and go shoot from the perimeter.
Well, and that's something that a lot of the coaches at the next level, be it, you know, Division I, II, or III, they're always looking for those players that can kind of step outside of those typical roles. If you happen to be 6 foot or 6'1", you know, in the past it used to be that those players were oftentimes counted on as a forward, or for certain a center or post player. These days, you know, you're getting 6'1", 6'2", players that are now coming into, you know, college programs, and they're now playing guard. And they can step out and hit the three, and yet they can still, you know, run the ball and move up the court and move without the ball. And those are the kind of things that college coaches are looking at. And I think, you know, in tonight's game, you know, these girls are already committed. But this would be the night where, if you were a college scout for a small college team, you'd want to come out and see a team like Highland against a really solid opponent like Green.
Meanwhile, we talked about Joplin Yoder, how she is willing to kind of take those games where she's only scoring 3, 4, 5 points, but she's averaging 16.2 a game, and she's up there, I got to be near 8 on rebounds per game, too. But it's good to see that when she is off, the offense doesn't have to solely run through her.
Right, and you know, when you have you know, teammates like Ellie Habiger and Macy Mullett, Tori Weaver, Evie Mast, some of those kids, as well as a really nice group of youngsters here for Highland, you know, they are starting to learn how to play as a team, and they are going to make some noise in a Division VII this season. You know, coming in, that they'll be the number one seed as they enter their Division VII district, and you know, it could be a really solid you know, run for a team like Highland. And again, on the side of Green, I can't recall what division Green is this season, but you know, based on who they have already played and a 16-2 record, you know, in I think you just found it, Division II, they can be a force in a Division II district and possibly move even further.
Alicia Manning is the head coach of the Green Bulldogs in her sixth season here, and she's really done a great job building this program. We'll go ahead and step aside. We'll come back for the national anthem next here on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services, at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
These starting lineups are brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get them back in the game is Finish Line Auto Body. Now here's Scott Miller with tonight's starting lineups.
Thanks a lot, Jake. For the Division 7, number one seed, 17-3 Highland Lady Hawks. Starting this evening, number two, a 5'6 sophomore guard, that's Macy Mullett. Also starting this evening, number three, a 5'10 senior forward, Ellie Habiger. A 5'5 junior guard, number 11, Evie Mast. A 5'7 senior guard, number 15, Trish Troyer. And number 35, a 6-foot post player, and she is a senior, Ashland commit, that is Joplin Yoder. The Highland Hawks are coached by head coach Brady Schlebaugh in his third season. For the home team on the scoreboard, the 16-2 Division II Green Bulldogs. For the Bulldogs, starting this evening, number three, a 5'3 junior guard, Brooklyn Wood. A 5'6 senior guard, number five, Meredith Vyer. Number 20, a 5'9 senior guard, Brooke Shockley. The Lake Erie commit, number 23, a 5'10 senior forward, Sydney Shockley. And the Ashland commit, a number 24, 5'11 senior post player, that's Jenna Slates. And the Bulldogs are coached by sixth-year coach Alicia Manning.
These starting lineups have been brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body in Millersburg. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. Whenever your car looking brand new, they pay up to $500 if your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call at 330-674-1483. Hawks in their road blacks, trimmed in red with a block font Highland across the front, red numerals on the front and back. Green in their home whites, trimmed in black with orange numerals on the front and back. Bulldogs across the front. They remind me of some old Bowling Green Falcons uniforms I used to see on a weekly basis, as Joplin Yoder will jump against her Ashland commit counterpart in Jenna Slates. Two Eagles going for the tip-off as it's up and one by Slates there, and the Bulldogs will bring it across the timeline. Here's Sydney Shockley going to go left wing side for Slates. She'll put up a three air ball, but an offensive board underneath by Shockley. Her putback is no good, and the rebound goes to Habiger. That was Sydney Shockley on the putback attempt. Left wing side, here's Trish Troyer for the Hawks, up top for Mullett. She'll move to the center of the court, looking to move right wing side, back to the left. Working one-on-one, turns on that left wing side, picks up the dribble, trying to get it back up top, finds Trish Troyer. Now Evie Mast on the far side. Mast with a five count, finds Mullett, now back down in the corner for Troyer. Troyer gets a screen, now gives it to Joplin Yoder. She'll put up a three, rims out, board going to be run in by Sydney Shockley. She'll bring it across the timeline, goes right wing side here for Veer. She'll look to move it up top and gives it up on the right wing side, back to Sydney Shockley. Left wing side now for Brooklyn Wood. Right back to Veer on the right wing side. Her three ball off the rim. Rebound going to be brought in by Mullett. Mullett across the timeline on the right wing side. Gives it up for Mass. She'll dribble into the paint. Looks to turn. Throws it up. No good. Habiger with the offensive board, and she is fouled. So the Hawks will inbound it to the left of the bucket. I should say that Mass drove into the paint, but really, the key is the only part of the inside the three-point area that is not painted here, the opposite of what you saw, usually see. And, of course, we've seen a lot of blank paints recently. Evie Mast has to double-clutch that ball, gives it on the left wing side. Long three on the way from Mullett, no good. And the board going to be brought in there by Veer. Across the timeline now, she'll look to turn on the right wing side, looking to set up the offense. Evie Mast coming out to guard her. She'll give it up now to Wood. Wood, top of the key, back to Veer, left wing side for Sydney Shockley. She'll go on the left wing side for Brooke Shockley. Shockley with a five count, gives it back up top for Wood, back to Shockley on the left side, driving in. She'll put it up off the front iron from Brooke Shockley, the defensive board, I should say, going to be brought in by Trish Troyer. That pass going to be off the mark as Mullett was trying to find, folks, Joplin Yoder, and Yoder just couldn't handle the pass. That'll be the first turnover of the ball game, and it goes against the Hawks. Far side for Brooke Shockley. She'll bring it across the timeline. Now moves right wing side, gets the screen, picks up her dribble. Going to kick it over left wing side. Three ball on the way from Sydney Shockley. No good. And the rebound brought in by Joplin Yoder. 5:40 to play here. Quarter number one. Still no score between the Bulldogs and the Hawks. Mass going to give it up to Troyer left wing side. Now back up top to Mullett, who gets the signs from head coach Grady Schlaball on the bench to our right. Driving in now. Mullett going to take it to the hoop. Has her shot blocked there by Shockley, and it's taken away. Rebound came all the way out to Wood. Left wing side now. Driving in is Sydney Shockley. Looking to turn. Throws it up and finally gets a bucket. And that'll make it 2-0 in favor of the Bulldogs early in this one. Mullett on right wing side. And a foul away from the basketball as Joplin Yoder ends up on the floor. And they're going to get Jenna Slates on that one. Her first, team second. Actually, I will correct myself. That's her second, team second. She'll head to the bench. So 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play here. Quarter number one. 2-0 the lead for the Green Bulldogs. Mullett tries to get that one into the corner, and I think we have a kick ball violation. Either that or it just went out on that far side. Looks like it just went out. They'll move Mullett over. Fakes the lob in. Now looking to pass. Throws it up and a throw it away. Couldn't get over top of her defender. So we go right wing side now for Sydney Shockley. Goes left wing side now for Veer over on the left corner. As dribbling up top is Wood, back right wing side for Veer, bounce pass inside for Shockley, back out for a long three on the way from Wood, no good, and you can give the rebound to Tori Weaver, who checked in at that last buzzer. Mullett looking to drive left side of the lane, now kicks it over to Perrin Mishler. Mishler driving in, spins in the left, she walked, ran into a wall there, and just couldn't keep from shuffling the feet. That's the third Hawks turnover.
Yeah, both teams trying to play some good man-to-man defense.
Well, at the conclusion of tonight's ball game, we'll announce the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Shockley going to kick it down into the corner to Brooke Shockley. Now back up top for Wood. Left wing side now for Wood. Back to Veer on the right side. Now Wood has it. Kicked in the left wing side. Three ball on the way and banked in there. Brooke Shockley makes it 5-0. Evie Mass across the timeline now. Dribbles top of the key. Going to give it up. Now gets it back on the 1-2. Bounce pass in. Trying to find Yoder. Has it taken away. And quickly going the other way now. Here is Alexis Glass. Right wing three on the way from Wood. And that is good, and it's 8-0. Timeout Hawks as they trail 8-0, 3:49 to play here. Quarter number one. We'll be back on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Miller Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you. It's an 8-0 lead for the Green Bulldogs. Haviger has it, gives it up to Tori Weaver on the left side. Weaver looking to get it in. to Jocelyn Yoder on the block. She's dealing with a lot of contact. Finally, a foul going to be called there. They're trying to say that Amani Wagler was straight up, but she was putting the body in that whole time.
Yeah, being very physical, they kind of knew that was would be the case. It's her first foul. So, it's three so far on the Bulldogs.
Jocelyn Yoder at the line, shooting a pair here. Front end is up, and that'll drop in there. And there's the Hawks' first point of the evening, and it goes to number 35, Jocelyn Yoder, makes it 8-1. I think we might see the Hawks try to do a little bit more of this, driving in, trying to earn some trips to the charity stripe.
Yeah, with especially with Slates out.
Second attempt is good there by Yoder. Stretch pass down low, coming down with it like a defensive back is Mullet. That's the first turnover on Bulldogs. Nass gives it up to Mullet up top. Now tries to get it in. Jocelyn Yoder turning on the block, throws it up. No good. Offensive board by Hamiger, though. Going to kick it back up top for Mullet on the left wing side. She wants to drive the lane. Some contact, no call. Gives it up to Evie Nass, who throws it up. No good. Board going to be brought in there by Brooklyn Wood. Wood across the timeline now on that far side. Going to give it up top now for Wagler. Wagler takes a dribble at the top of the key. Going to fake the handoff. Now does hand it off to Wood. Right side with a five count going. Working one-on-one is Wood. Back up top. Tries to lob it in. Passes high. And Jocelyn Yoder able to tip it up and come down with it. That pass was supposed to go to Shockley. Mullet gives it up for Jocelyn Yoder. Fakes the three. And now she's called for the walk. A little bit of a late whistle there. I did think she shuffled her feet, though.
Yeah, that'll be the fifth turnover on Highland. Very uncharacteristic of a Highland team. Although Green, you know, doing a great job on defense. Of course, their one of their better players is out on the bench with two fouls.
Up top now with Sydney Shockley. So far, that man defense is this one's going to be taken away by Mullet. She's one-on-one to the hoop. Mullet with Shockley behind her throws it up. No good. Offensive board going to be brought in by Evie Mass. She'll miss her shot. Rebound going to be brought in by Brooklyn Wood, and she'll be fouled as that will go against Macy Mullet, her first. And I think Brady Schlabel is asking why wasn't there a foul down low. He thought there was a push against Evie Mass.
Yeah, a lot of contact on both ends of the court.
Sydney Shockley across the timeline, looking to move right wing side. Wagler trying to get open near the top of the key. Shockley back on that right wing side, has a screen, finds Wagler up top. She'll drive in, one on three, throws it up, and no good. She's called for the offensive board or foul. She'll pick up her second.
And that'll be another turnover.
And now Alicia Manning not happy with the call. I think they got her for having her knee out as she's going up.
Yeah, that's Green's fourth turnover. Highland with five.
Mullet gets it inside. Jocelyn Yoder in the paint trying to go to the lane. She's called for the offensive foul. I think they got her on the hook. And that is what they got her on, the elbow going around and hooking. So Jocelyn Yoder picks up her first team second, and that'll be the sixth Highland turnover. So Perrin Mishler going to check back in here. Ellie Habiger going to take a seat. 1:52 left, quarter number one. It's an 8-2 lead for the Green Bulldogs. Sydney Shockley across the timeline, goes to the left wing side, fakes the handoff to Wood, now comes back to the right side. Dribbles back. And Shockley. Now trying to find Wood down in the corner. Wood zigged when she should have zagged, and that'll be a turnover on Green as the pass goes out of bounds. So 1.5 to go here. Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you on this Wednesday by Home Siding. Blaise and Mullins will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Bounce in on the left wing side. Jocelyn Yoder turns, tried to kick it to Perrin Mishler, and will go back up top with Trish Troyer. Now here's Mullet. Left side of the lane, now top of the key, kicks it on the left wing side for Mast. Mast dribbles right wing side, now drives in, kicks it back out for Mullet. Mullet lobs inside for a wide open Jocelyn Yoder, and that's the Hawks' first field goal, and it's an 8-4 ball game. Wagler with under a minute takes it across the timeline. Bounce pass in too strong as she was trying to find Shockley. And that'll be turnover number 6 on Green. And some momentum has shifted here, Scott.
Yeah, most definitely. And you got two of the post players out on the bench at the moment for Green. And Highland just continues to up the intensity and their aggressiveness.
Left wing side for Evie Mass. She has the ball poked loose, but able to save it. But she steps on the sideline, so saves the fast break, but still gives up the turnover. That is turnover number 7 on the Hawks. As we'll see Jenna Slates check back in here with 2 fouls and just under 44 seconds to play in the quarter. If I'm the Hawks, I'm going right for it.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what they're thinking about.
Wood driving in, tries to kick it left wing side. 3 ball up and no good on the attempt from Sydney Shockley. Wood, though, with an offensive board, going to give it up for Vayer. Long pass far side. That one was way over the top of Sydney Shockley and will go out for another turnover. 27.9 of a second to go here, and we'll see Ellie Haviger check in for the Hawks. Perrin Mishler will check out. We're also going to see number 14. I think they said Delaney Gary, who is listed as number 33, wearing number 14 tonight. One of the Highland ball girls had to go back behind the bleachers and get the ball out from underneath it, so shout out to them. So just under half a minute to play here, quarter number 1. Hawks looking to pull it back within a 1-possession ball game. Across the timeline is Mullet, fakes a drive, now resets, working against Sydney Slates. Mullet, 14 seconds. Now moves right side, heads down in the corner, bounce pass into Joplin Yoder. She drives in, turns, reverse, layup is good.
Yeah, that's a move she's been working on a lot this season, and you could tell at the beginning of this season that was one of those shots that it was still a work in progress.
A half-court heave there from Sydney Shockley is off the backboard, and that's how we end quarter number 1. 8-6, Green leads Highland. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WKLM.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesburg. Listed for sale by Coppin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Well, it's the Green Bulldogs, 8, Joplin Yoder, 6 so far in this one as we head to quarter number 2. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you. Blaisdell Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Don't forget, if you're at home and listening to us online, you can go to YouTube and watch the Highland and Lindsley game as driving to the basket there is Mullet. Can't get it to fall. Rebound brought in there by Slates, and now we're across the timeline with Shockley. Going to go left wing side for Wagler. Wagler takes a dribble, now drives on the right wing side. Step back three from her is nothing but net. Armani Wagler with a 3, and that'll make it 11-6, 7.5 to play quarter number 2. Right wing side now, here's Mullet. Dribbles, gives it up to Weaver up top. Weaver kicks it out on the right wing side. Joplin Yoder gets past, now kicks it back out for Haviger. She wants to drive in, double team, kicks it back out up top, and will reset with Mullet. Mullet calls out the play as she backs up in the half court, looks to drive right wing side, hands it off, and we're back up top. Torrey Weaver, now Haviger on the left wing side. Back up top for Weaver, takes some contact, she'll kick it back out to Mullet. Now Haviger left wing side, and on the left wing, here's Evie Mast. Mass taking some contact. Will dribble to the top of the key. Gives it up for Mullett. Mullett on the right wing side now, looking to get something going. 6:45 to play quarter number two. Drives left wing side. Bounce pass to Joplin Yoder. Yoder fakes the pass. Now just takes a mid-range jumper and got it. 11-8, 6.5 to play until halftime. Green still on top. Shockley across the timeline, driving in, looks to turn, throws it up high off the backboard, but give her two more there. She's got four, and that leads the way for the Bulldogs. It's 13-8. Right wing side now for Mass, driving in, going to kick left wing side. Weaver into the paint, kicks it back on the right wing side. Mullett fakes a long three, drives in, puts it up off the glass, give her two. The first field goal by a player other than Joplin Yoder for the Hawks, and it's 13-10, a three-point ball game. Wagler kicks right wing side for Shockley. Sydney Shockley working one-on-one, dribbles back top of the key, finds Wagler. She'll get a screen to the right, now trying the pick and roll and the pass up and over top as Evie Mass intercepts that one. She'll give it up to Mullett. Mullett with a long three off the iron. High rebound going to be brought in by Slates, who high-pointed that basketball. Wagler will now bring this one up and cross the timeline on the right wing side, driving in and has the ball stripped out of bounds. Last touch by the Hawks. First quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller. Green was 2 of 8 from downtown for 25%. 1 of 3 from two-point land for 33%. Hawks 0 of 2 from downtown. 2 of 8 from two-point land for 25%, and 2 of 2 from the charity stripe for 100%. Hawks rebounded 7-6. Each team turned the ball over 7 times in the first quarter. As this time, Brooke Shockley going to look to inbound this one. Gets it into Sydney Shockley. Fakes the three. Now tries to get it back to Brooke Shockley. Throws it up. No good. Offensive board by Wood. Kicks it out for Sydney Shockley. Her three-pointer no good. Perrin Mishler with the board, and she's going to take it the other way. One-on-one. Mishler to the hoop. Puts it up and in for two. And it's a one-point game. 13-12. So we're across the timeline with Shockley. Sydney Shockley going to kick to Brooke Shockley. She wants to drive the baseline, puts it up. Might have been partially blocked. Gets her own board, puts it up again and misses. Haviger with the board, and the Hawks with a chance to take their first lead of the ball game. Across the timeline is Mullett looking to drive on the right side. Now sets back. Back up top, kicks left wing side, Trish Troyer. Troyer, left wing, kicks it back out. Mullett faking the long three. Bounce pass into Haviger. Haviger. Up top, Perrin Mishler for three. It's short, and it'll go out of bounds. And it'll go to the Green Bulldogs on that attempt from Perrin Mishler. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the threatening player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threatening Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. 4:26 to play here, quarter number two. Green leading 13-12. Shockley takes it across the timeline, looks to go on the left wing side. Trish Troyer all over her, gets a screen, and now the ball poked loose. They'll say it was last touched by Joplin Yoder, knocking it out of Shockley's hand.
Yeah, with Highland getting a little bit of that momentum back and being a 13-12 game, this is pretty much what we had expected. A lot of good defense. Both teams playing hard.
Shockley to Shockley. Back to Brooke Shockley. Picks up her dribble on the right side. Going to give it up top here. Sydney Shockley looking to drive the right side. Might have gotten away with a little bit of an elbow there. She'll spin in the paint and put it up for two. She has six to pace the way for the Bulldogs. Route wide open underneath. Joplin Yoder puts up the shot. Give her two more. She has 10 points already. Here's Slates across the timeline, driving in, spin move in the paint, puts her shot up off the back iron, rebound going to be brought in there. As we'll get it out on the to Shockley, she'll put up a three right wing side, no good, and the rebound going to be brought in there.
That was Zakaya Adekunle on that rebound.
They had it.
Yep.
The other the defensive rebound was brought in by Mast, and then a foul on the other end on the shot attempt by Mullett. She'll go to the line and shoot two. As Shockley will pick up her first, team's first of the quarter. And Macy Mullett at the line shooting two. Puts it up, and she'll get the front end there. Find the perfect Valentine's Day gift at the jewelry store with their selection of sterling silver or gold jewelry along with a necklace or diamond earrings. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in downtown Millersburg. Second attempt tickles the twine by Macy Mullet. She has four, and it's a Highland lead, 16-15, after we were momentarily tied for the first time today. Wood has it in the backcourt. Pass goes to Wagler on the far side. She'll drive it in, puts it up off the back iron, and gets the bounce. Armani Wagler now with 5 points, and it's a 17-16 lead. Perrin Mishler has her pass blocked right back to her and will reset back up top. Evie Mass driving left wing side, and it looks like we're going to have a foul away from the basketball. And it's going to go against Wagler. That'll be her third. She cleared out.
No.
Nope. Well, are they going to change this now? Joplin Yoder was the one that ended on the floor, and they're going to say it was... Well, no, I think the referee pointed the wrong way.
So number 21, I believe that was.
So Wagler will pick up her third, team second. And Wagler will check out.
And I think that was a turnover as well. So it'll be ninth turnover for Green.
Haberger gets it up top for Mass. Now in for Joplin Yoder. Yoder in the paint looking to turn. Puts it up off the glass. Give her two more. She's got 12, and it's a 18-17 lead for the Highland Hawks. Shockley can't get that pass. Brady Schlabel jumping out of the way on the bench there, and it'll be another turnover on the Bulldogs, their 10th. And that'll bring a timeout from head coach Alicia Manning, the Hawks leading 18-17. We'll be back on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Well, stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you on this fine Wednesday by Home Siding Contractors. Blazed and Moans will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Jake Seidel, Scott Miller with you, and the Hawks have really been able to maintain a lot of that momentum, Scott.
Yeah, you know, it started with one of the top players for Green going out with two rebounds. That was Jenna Slates.
And now Slates just picked up her third as she gave a little hip check there to Joplin Yoder.
Now they're... Yeah, that is... They haven't put it up there yet, but I think I have her as three as well.
And she's going to check out for the remainder of the half. And that's huge for Green.
Yeah, and that was important for Highland to kind of work their way back into the game when their top post player was, you know, sitting on the bench.
Mullet up top, going to give this one up for Perrin Mishler. She wants to move right wing side. Now back to Mullet. She'll put up a long three. No good. And the board will come all the way out to Brooke Shockley. She'll send it across the court to Sydney Shockley. Now she wants to drive on that left wing side. Turns around in the paint now. Kicks it out. As Veyer drives in, kicks it back out. The three-pointer by Brooke Shockley's no good. Rebound brought in by Joplin Yoder. 2 minutes to play until halftime. Back up top now. Here's Macy Mullet. Going to give it back to Haberger. Now left wing side. For inside for Yoder. She'll put it up off the back iron. No good. The rebound going to be brought in by Brooklyn Wood. She'll bring it up. Pass across the timeline to Brooke Shockley. Shockley thought about a three. Now here's Veyer in the corner. Veyer dribbles back up top and will reset the offense on the near corner. Drives in, spins, kicks it back out. Sydney Shockley thought about a three, almost walked there. And now she'll dribble to the right side, drives in, kicks left wing side. Brooke Shockley drives in now. Back on the right wing side, Veyer gives it up to Wood up top and has the ball taken out of her hand by Evie Mast. Mass working one-on-one to the hoop. Turns, throws it up and gets it to roll through.
Yeah, that was a great move. Great steal, first of all.
That pass saved there by Adekunle. And let's see here. Ball going to go out of bounds. They'll say last touch by the Hawks. And I think Brady Schlabel, seeing if he can ask his partner, I think he thought that was going the other way. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Shockley to inbound in front of the Hawks bench, down in the corner to Sydney Shockley. Shockley on the right wing side, thought about a three, picked up her dribble, working one-on-one with Joplin Yoder. Going to kick it back up top for Wood. Wood driving right wing side, and the foul going to be called against Evie Mast on the drive to the three-point line. That'll be Evie Mast's first foul of the ball game. And first of the quarter on the Hawks. And we're going to have a substitution now as Perrin Mishler going to check back in. Joplin Yoder, who's leading this game with 12 points, going to take a little bit of a breather here before halftime as we're under a minute to play in the quarter. Lobbed in up top, Shockley working against Trish Troyer. Sydney Shockley drives left side, finds out Adekunle. She'll put up a short shot, no good. Rebound brought in by Macy Mullett. Has to dish it before she falls out of bounds and finds Perrin Mishler on the floor. Kicks left wing side. Trish Troyer comes down with the high pass. 34 seconds to play until halftime. Macy Mullett going to kick it on the right wing side for Evie Mast. No one's out to guard her yet. Mast will dribble back towards midcourt with 23 seconds to play until halftime. Now back to Mullett, who gets the play call from the near sideline. She's on that far side, gives up to Mass. 15 seconds. Back to Mullett. Now left wing side, Trish Troyer. Troyer back up top for Mullett. Chase the right wing side. Now Mishler kicks. Evie Mast for three. Got it. Evie Mast has five. 2 seconds. Taken away. Mullett at the buzzer. No good, but she had it off the rim. And at halftime, it's a 23-17 lead for the Highland Hawks. We'll be back on WKLM.
And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Halftime here at Green, and the Hawks leading the Bulldogs 23-17 at the half. It was an 8-6 Green lead after they got out to an 8-0 lead to start the ball game, but the Hawks won on a 6-0 run to end the first. Hawks would outscore the Bulldogs 17-9 in the second frame to take that 23-17 lead at the half. Leading the way for the Bulldogs, at Sydney Shockley. She has 6 points. Sydney on the night is 0-5 from downtown, but 3-4 from two-point land. After that, 5 points from Amani Wagler. Wagler on the night, 1-1 from downtown, 1-1 from two-point land. She did end up with 3 fouls. 3 points each from Brooke Wood as well as Brooke Shockley. On the other side, the Hawks have Joplin Yoder leading the way. Yoder on the evening shooting 5 of 7 from two-point land, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. 5 points from Evie Mass. Mass 1 of 1 from downtown, 1 of 4 from two-point land. 4 points from Macy Mullett. She's 1 of 4 from two-point land, 2 of 2 from the stripe. And Perrin Mishler adding 2 herself. She is 1 of 1 from two-point land. Again, the halftime score, 23-17. The Hawks lead. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Scott Miller.
Thanks again, Jake. With Highland taking that lead right there at the end of the half, then they're leading once again 23-17. They outscored Green 17-9 in that second quarter. From beyond the arc in three-point range, Green was 3 of 11 for 27%, while the Highland Hawks were 1 of 7 for 14%. From field goal or inside in that two-point field goal range, Green was 4 of 12 for 33%, while Highland was 8 of 16 for 50% shooting inside the arc. On the free throw line, Highland went to the free throw line 4 times, hit 4 of those, or all 4 of those, for 100%. Green did not attempt a free throw in the first half. In rebounding, Green out-rebounded Highland in the second quarter. Now have 15 rebounds in 2 quarters of action. Highland just 11 rebounds. Turnovers, the opposite. Green, 12 turnovers, 5 in that second quarter to 0 turnovers for Highland, and they still have 7 turnovers for the first 2 quarters of action.
Brooklyn Wood, the leading rebounder, she has 6, 2 on the offensive end, 3, 2 on the offensive end for Brooke Shockley. Vier adds 1, 1 from Sydney Shockley, 2 from Jenna Slates. And on the other side for the Hawks, Ellie Habiger has 3, 2 on the offensive end. Evie Mass has 2, 1 on the offensive end. Macy Mullett, Tori Weaver, Joplin Yoder, and that's surprising, and Perrin Mishler all with 1 rebound. And really, the Hawks have done a great job here in the second quarter, but the Green Bulldogs doing a great job holding somebody off the boards tonight.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty nice job considering that you know, they've had some foul trouble already. Slates
already with three fouls, and we thought that there would be a matchup between those two future teammates, Joplin Yoder for Highland and Jenna Slates. But Sydney Shockley, Brooke Shockley, they're doing a nice job on defense. And then also Armani Wagler came in, even though she went out with three fouls there in that first half. But they were doing a good job trying to double up and, you know, make sure that they're trying to keep Joplin Yoder as far away from the paint as possible. But I'll tell you what, she has just really worked on that inside game. We could see her developing last year, especially later in the season, and that continued in the early season this year. You know, you when you go to play games in the Classic in the country, you know, rebounding and all the little things are going to become important, because those games tend to end up being defensive battles. And again, Highland is just, you know, they kind of bided their time, played it almost perfectly whenever Green's post players were out of the game because of foul trouble. That's when Highland kind of attacked and started getting the ball down low to Joplin Yoder and to Ellie Habiger.
23-17 the lead for the Hawks at halftime. We'll take a timeout and come back with the second half next on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at PomereneHospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Back here at Green, it's a 23-17 lead. And, Scott, we were just talking off there. You said something. We see these schools, whether it be Green local, and now they actually, Smithville High School is actually Green, or Bowling Green, these teams that usually have Green in their name don't have Green as a color.
Yeah, I always thought it was interesting whenever you'd go to places like Orange up in Pepper Pike, but their school colors were not orange. And then you come to Green here in Stark County, and they're also not green in their school colors. And so the orange and black from Green.
Well, that's like a Bowling Green. You've got the orange and brown Falcons and the scarlet and gray Bowling Green Bobcats, who... Their colors are scarlet and gray, and their fight song is Hail to the Victors. Tell me how that adds up there. Right wing side now. Bulldogs starting in the third quarter. Wood has it, and her pass going to be tipped up and over midcourt. And Mullet not able to keep it in. Almost got it, but Green gave up on the chase there and just let that one go across midcourt. And because of that, Mullet almost had a chance to save that in front of her own bench.
Yeah, Meredith Vire must have thought that the ball went a little bit too hard when Mullet hit it.
So we're in the backcourt now. Brooke Shockley across the timeline working against Yoder. She'll move on the right wing side. Kicks it up top. Vire will drive in on the left side. Now backs up to reset the offense. In for Brooke Shockley at the three-point arc on the left wing side. Now down to Slates. Slates for three. No good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Habiger. I'm not sure if that was a three or a long two. I never saw a signal by the referee. Now we'll have a kicked ball at midcourt there. It'll be inbounded by the Hawks in front of their own bench. It's a 23-17 Hawks leading. Inbounded to Trish Troyer, and it's going to be knocked away. And it got one of the Highland ball girls in the head, and she looks to be okay.
I think that might have been the one that went under the bleachers.
Oh, glad
no good deed goes unpunished, right?
Habiger almost loses that ball and now does lose it out of bounds, bobbling it into a trap in the corner. That'll be the Hawks' first turnover since the first quarter. Full court press now by the Hawks. as Brooke Shockley has it, crossing the timeline on the near side. Now looks to go to the middle of the court. Kicks it. Now here's Sydney Shockley driving in. Puts it up off the block. No good. Gets her own board. Puts it up again. Goes out again. Joplin Yoder with the board now, dealing with a lot of contact. And she will dribble out of it for the Hawks. Trish Troyer, left wing side, dropped the pass, able to pick it up. Finds Macy Mullett for three. No good. Rebound knocked around and brought in by Joplin Yoder. She kicks it at the last moment. Now back up top for Macy Mullett. Free throw line jumper from her off the backboard, and Slates will come down with the rebound and runs into her own teammate and crosses the timeline. Slates, right wing side, backs out. Turns, spins on the free throw line, kicks it up, no good on the shot. It rims out. Rebound tip to Habiger. Mullet across the timeline now, and Brady Schlabel telling her to slow down. A trap's on its way. She picks up her dribble, somehow gets rid of that basketball. Mask going to kick it left wing side for Troyer. Troyer back up top for Mullet. Mullet kicks it back to Troyer in the corner. Trap coming, gets rid of it back up top. Mullet with a screen to her right, takes it, gets past one defender, now kicks right wing side. Evie Mast for three, got it! Her second triple of the evening makes it 26-17.
Yeah, she's just very timely points for Evie Mast.
Bayer across the timeline, drives and ups back on the right wing side now, looking to set something up. Wants to turn, kicks it out, and let's see here, a foul going to be called against Evie Mast. Macy Mullet lobbying for the travel, but not going to get the call that time. So Perrin Mishler going to check in for Mast, and it looks like Tori Weaver checks in for Habiger. Weaver, though she's given up some height to a few of these girls out here, you wouldn't know it the way she tries to post up defensively. Slates a free throw line jumper, no good. Perrin Mishler comes down with the board. She'll bring it across the timeline in the middle of four Bulldogs. Back up top, Mullet kicks right wing side. Faking the three there was Yoder. Kicks as a Troyer left wing side. Now to Perrin Mishler. She fakes the three, drives in. Kicks it back to Troyer. Now back up top, Mullet. Driving in left side of the lane, kicks it back. Wide open for three is Joplin Yoder, and the bank is open. She got it. Her first triple of the evening, 29-17, a 12-point lead for the Hawks. Slates up top. Looks to move onto that right wing side. Went away from a screen. Now kicks it to Wood on the right side. Wood driving into the paint, kicks it. Here's Vare for three. Puts it up off the rim. Rebound brought down by Joplin Yoder. She gives it up to Mullet. Across the timeline goes Mullet. Looking to drive in. Now kicks Trish Troyer a long three. Got it! And all of a sudden, the Hawks are awake from deep. Timeout Green with the Hawks leading 32-17 here on WKLM.
The mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the threatening player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threatening Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville and Scott. The Hawks have awoken from outside the arc.
Yeah, nine unanswered points here in this third quarter. I think the officials were all quite ready to go. He got a signal from his teammate. There was an equipment issue.
You still have to have your shirt tucked into your shorts at the high school level. That one is inbounded to Shockley. Sydney Shockley gives it up for Brooke Shockley. Across the timeline now comes Brooke Shockley, looking to move on the right wing side. Going to kick it, finds Wood. Back up top now for Shockley. Brooke Shockley, top of the key, looking, goes left wing side, finds Wood again. Her pass, right wing side to Veyer, inside now. Sydney Shockley gets it over the attempted block.
Yeah, they finally got the ball moved around that perimeter and did a nice job finding the open player.
Shockley has 8 to lead the way for the Bulldogs as we go left wing side for Trish Troyer. Back up top, Joplin Yoder. Now Habiger gets it underneath for Troyer. Troyer back up top. That pass going to be taken away by Slate. Slate's going 1-on-2 to the hoop. Now 2-on-2 as she has some backup. She'll take a jumper in the paint. No good. Offensive board by Brooke Shockley. Her putback's no good. Perrin Mishler gets the rebound. Now Troyer has it. Going to put it up in the air for Habiger. Habiger can't come down with it. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. And an update from West Virginia. Lindsley School leading Highland 19-17. They're just started the second quarter in West Virginia. Inbounded to Mullett. She'll get it back up top now. They'll kick right wing side. Here's Perrin Mishler. Going to give it back to Joplin Yoder on the right wing side. Yoder lobs up top, trying to find Ellie Habiger. The pass intercepted, and we go the other way with Wood. Kicks it on the right wing side to Wagler. First time we'll see her since. Driving in, throws it up, no, but a foul. Habiger got the wrist, and going to the line to shoot two, going to be Brooklyn Wood.
Yeah, I think Habiger kind of swatted at that and got a little bit of wrist. So we'll see Wood going to the line here to shoot two. It's their first trip to the free throw line this evening.
Wood tickles the twine on that first attempt. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle at the experienced group. We'll have aquatic vegan oil change. With no appointment needed, it's Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Brooklyn Wood now with 5 as she goes 2-for-2 on that trip, and that has the Bulldogs 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Right wing side now. Here's Mullett. Mullett up top, looking to drive on that right side. Looks to turn, kicks it out for Joplin Yoder. Yoder drives in, spins in the paint, throws it up. No good, a lot of contact there. They're going to say the shot is blocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Hawks. Brady Schlabaugh lobbying the official on the near side. Looked like a lot of contact there, but the referee's going to deem she was straight up.
Yep.
Inbounded to Joplin Yoder, going to hand it off. We'll go back up top now. Here is Evie Mast. Mast kicks it on the left wing side now for Mullett. Mullett gets a screen, now drives up top, gives it up to Yoder. Yoder drives, picks up her dribble, finds Mast right wing side, sets a screen, now kicks left wing side for Mullett. Mullett driving in, down to the block, looks to turn, now retreats back to the right wing side. We'll reset the offense at the top of the key. Mullett gives it up for Yoder on the near side. Now back up top for Macy Mullett. Going to hand this one off. Evie Mast thought about a long three through traffic instead. Drives in, throws up the shot, but she walked. There was some contact there, but not enough to draw the whistle of our referee. And that will be the 11th turnover on the Highland Hawks. Here's Wagler driving in, now steps back, picks up her dribble, thought about a three, kicks left wing side. Sydney Shockley driving in, gets to the hoop, and will lay it in for two. Shockley has 10 points now for the Bulldogs as we cross the timeline we go. And now a little bit of a run by the Bulldogs. Yoder puts it up in the paint, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Slates. Slates dribbles, now kicks, left wing side. Veyer fakes a three, now bounce pass into Slates. Slates turns, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Joplin Yoder through contact. And she'll give it up to Macy Mullett. Mullett across the timeline, 1 minute and change to play here, quarter number three. Mullett directing traffic up top. Looks to move on the left side. Joplin Yoder getting knocked to the floor again by Wagler. And now I think we are going to get a time. No, yes, a timeout. I thought we were going to get a foul called. Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Signing Contractors. Blaisdon Mullins will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight, and we'll keep it right here for this timeout. But Scott, Bulldogs coming out being very aggressive, very physical on the defensive side after giving up that 9-0 start.
Yeah, that 9-point run by Highland. The coach from Green took a timeout, made very good use of her timeout, said, hey, we've got to be a little more aggressive. We've got to be more physical. Otherwise, Highland's going to, if they keep hitting three-pointers, it's going to be a very short night here for us. So they've done a nice job. Unfortunately, for Green, they've not been able to convert on a lot of those shot attempts. So they've had six points so far. They've been outscored 9-6 here in this third quarter.
And Wagler's been a big boost to their defense trying to stop Joplin Yoders. Only has 3 points in the third quarter. Hawks will inbound far side. Habiger going to lob it into the backcourt, and Mullett will come down with it. Mullett dribbles across the timeline now. Looks to move on the right wing side. And almost has it knocked away. Able to get it back, and they will rule there was a tip, so no half-court violation. Hand it off to Evie Mast up top. Mast with pressure coming out from there. We'll kick it on the left wing side for Troyer. 28 seconds to play in the quarter. Troyer drives. Gives it up for Habiger. Now gives it up top for Mullett. Mullett going to hand it off now to Evie Mast up top with 15 seconds to play in the quarter. And it's taken away. Driving the other way and put it up off the glass is Sydney Shockley. She has 6 in the quarter, 12 for the ball game, and it's 32-25. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Mullett tries to kick it, putting it up at the buzzer. No good is on the attempt there from Joplin Yoder, and we'll go to the third quarter with the Hawks leading 32-25 here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
32-25, Hawks lead. 8 minutes to go in this one. Habiger will drop that one in the backcourt for Mullett. Mullett going to work against Brooke Shockley, crosses the timeline, goes straight for Slates on the far side. Now Mullett, right side of the lane, kicks it out. Habiger tries a three, no good, and Slates will get the rebound. Slates dribbling, will cross the timeline, far side of the court, looks to drive in, turns, drives to the hoop, throws up the shot, and got it to fall. That's Slate's first points of the ball game for the Ashland commit. Mullett now on the far side, going to kick it out to Trish Troyer. Troyer back up top, Evie Mast. Mast kicks back to Mullett on the right wing side. Mullett dribbling up top, gives it up to Habiger on the left wing side. Now for Troyer. Troyer looking to pass, finds Habiger back up top, goes right wing side for Mast. Now back around the horn to the left wing side for Mullett. Mullett back up top will reset with Joplin Yoder. 5 count going. She'll kick right wing side to Troyer. Trish Troyer going to kick on the left wing side now for Mast. She'll dribble back. Now going to try to get past the defender. Finds Habiger on the left wing side. Habiger back up top to Mullett. Hawks spreading the floor here. Mullett going to drive in. Throws it up off the glass. No good. Rebound off the hands of Habiger, and it will go out of bounds. Slates and Wagler playing some very physical defense there, both with three fouls in this game. He only had one foul combined in the third quarter, and that was called on Evie Mass. Across the timeline now, here is Brooke Shockley. Shockley gets a screen on the right side. Now Wagler picks up the ball. Wagler steps back, kicks left wing side for Wood. Wood now drives in, puts it up off the iron. No good. Evie Mass with the rebound. Mass in transition gives it up to Mullett. Mullett with Wagler coming in, trying to swipe that one away. Gets across the timeline. 6 minutes to go here in quarter number four.
Highland ought to just continue to play disciplined. They have the lead.
Mass going to drive in, spins in the paint, throws it up, and got it to fall. Evie Mass now with 9, if I count right. No, pardon me, 10 points for Evie Mass. Across the timeline with Wagler. Going to kick it down the corner. Sydney Shockley, a three. Got it. Shockley's first triple of the evening, and it makes it 34-30, a four-point ball game. Bounced inside. Joplin Yoder puts it up through contact. No good, but a foul. And Wagler going to pick up her fourth foul. We're going to say she went down on top of Joplin Yoder. Yoder at the charity stripe now. Front end is up and tickles the twine. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the threatening player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threatening Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Second attempt for Joplin Yoder. Puts it up and got them both. Yoder now 17 points on the evening, and it's a six-point ball game. Shockley across the timeline, driving in. She'll be fouled. Was she shooting or not? They'll say she was shooting.
Macy Mullett picks up a foul.
So that'll be her second, team's first of the quarter. And I think there was some discussion if she was shooting or not with the ball down at her hip, or was it going up? Shockley's first attempt off the front rim, no good. And we're going to see Veyer check back in here for Wagler. Wagler had four fouls. She stayed in there for a moment. And Veyer going to go into the free throw formation. They're going to drop Slates back to defend. Second attempt for Shockley is going to rim in there. Now the Hawks have it. Mullett in the backcourt. 36-31, a five-point game. Right wing side now. Here's Joplin Yoder working against Slates. Going to dribble. Kicks to Evie Mass. Or pardon me, that was Trish Troyer. Now back up top. Three from Yoder. She got it. Joplin Yoder, when she needs to, will put this team on her back and will them. And she did that right there. Brooke Shockley into the paint. Kicks it out to Wood on the left wing side. Wood drives right wing side, has to dish it after it was poked away. Sydney Shockley backs into the paint, turns, throws it up high off the glass, no good. Rebound to Tori Weaver. 4.5 to play in this one, an 8-point contest, 39-31, Hawks leading here at Green. Joplin Yoder going to drive to the lane this time, throws it up, no good, gets her own rebound and has it stripped away there at the last second. We'll actually give that as a defensive rebound for Slates. Slates, through traffic, she walked. Tried to Euro set past one defender, another one stepped in there and caused her to put that second foot down. So it looks like Evie Mass going to check back in. Wagler going to check back in defensively. Slate's going to check out here for Green as it starts to become more of an offense for defense kind of game, Scott.
Yeah, I think those two free throws by Highland were really important to keep. Actually, three free throws important to keep them grinding.
Perrin Mishler gives it up top. Now here's Evie Mass on the left wing side. Back to Habiger on the right wing. Habiger gives it up for Evie Mast. Mast working one-on-one. Five counts is going. Dribbles away from it. Gets it to Perrin Mishler up top. Mishler driving in, dribbles through the legs, now kicks to Haviger on the left wing side. Back up top, Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbling in through traffic, tries to kick left wing side, finds Haviger. Haviger puts it up off the glass, give her two. Timeout, Highland, a full timeout with 3.5 to play. Hawks lead by 10. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
3:32 to play here, quarter number four. Hawks leading 41-31. Jake Seidel, Scott Miller with you, and Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central, pushing all those buttons so you can hear us around the area on FM 95.3 and around the world at WKLMFM.com. Green basketball. Brooke Shockley inbounds this one to Brooklyn Wood up top. Wood will bring this one across the timeline. Mass just right in front of her. Now moving on the right wing side is Brooke Woods. Kicks it on the left wing side. Here's Veyer going to give it in for Brooke Shockley. Shockley turns, throws it up like a shot put. Can't get it to fall. Then she'll slap it out of bounds. And it'll be Hawks basketball. So 3:13 to play with a 10-point lead. As the Hawks going to deal with some full court press here. And they will lose it out of bounds. Mullet asking the official for a foul. She thought Sydney Shockley gave her a little bit of a hip check that you'd see at Nationwide Arena.
13th turnover for Highland. 13 for Green up to this point.
Brooke Shockley going to give that one in for Wood. Wood back up top. Looking to move on the left wing side. Going to send it back up top. Now here's Sydney Shockley. Kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way from Veyer is no good. Rebound brought in by Joplin Yoder. She got tied up with Brooke Shockley's legs, and they'll call a foul on Brooke Shockley. That'll be her second, team second of the quarter. And as I say this, a full-court press can be brought out by Green here, Scott, but if the Hawks can get it across the timeline, you'd imagine they'd be content with spreading the floor here and trying to take some time off.
Yeah, 10-point lead.
And Slate's going to check back in here. Long stretch pass. Bounces in front of Mullet. She'll grab it and goes to the left wing side. That's one way to break the press. And now Mullet has it taken away by Brooke Shockley. Shockley lays it up and in. Shockley with five, her first points since the first quarter. And it's a 41-33 ball game. Mullet in the backcourt will get across the timeline now. Mullet. Dribbles, going to hand this one off to Haviger. Haviger with a five count, gives it back up to Mullet. Mullet drives near the near sideline, finds Joplin Yoder. Yoder inside for Haviger, puts it up for two. Haviger with 4 points all here in the final frame. 2:16 to play, 43-33, Hawks lead by 10. Three ball on the way, and got it. Amani Wagler. She has 8. And now a foul going to be called against Brooke Shockley in the backcourt. They're going to give it to Sydney Shockley. That'll be her first. Team's third of the quarter. So Hawks have been having a little bit of issue with that pressure. They'll lob it in, and Mullet will pick it up. Now she's in a double team in the backcourt, and she'll lose it out of bounds. Was there a tip off of Highland? No, it goes off of Green on the tip on the far side. And now let's see here. The referee's going to come together on this. No, they're just repositioning. It's another substitution here. Tabiger looks inbound. This one fakes the long baseball pass. He'll get it in to Evie Mass in the backcourt. She's double-teamed. Now Habiger, they're going to get up to Mullet. Going to send it down to the corner to Troyer. Inside Joplin. Yoder jump stop puts it in for two. Joplin Yoder has 22 points. Now right wing side. Wagler tries three. Air ball. It'll go out of bounds. Don't forget to stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Blazin' Mullins will report on all this area scores all the way until midnight. And we'll get a timeout from the Bulldogs with 1.5 to play. We'll take it with them and be back here on WKLM. .45-36 the lead here for the Highland Hawks. Jake Seidel and Scott Meller with you as Scott. It's been a game of runs. It started off an 8-0 run at the beginning of the ball game for the Bulldogs, and the Hawks outscored them 17-9 in that second frame. Each team had a run, a 9-0 run for the Hawks to start the third, then an 8-0 run to end the third by the Bulldogs, and now the Hawks got a little bit of a run here.
Yeah, and you had called out that you said that Joplin Yoder, sometimes she can just put the team on her back, and it started with that. But as soon as she starts to put the team on her back and the opposing team, you know, starts to pick up and counters that with a little better defense, then Joplin Yoder is able to find her teammates, in this case Ellie Habiger, Evie Mast, and then she gets them involved, and that's a part of her game that has really, really improved this season, that not only can she score the points, but she's able to dish and get her teammates the ball.
And she's across the 20-point plateau for the sixth time this season, and the Hawks are going to lose it out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by Habiger. Brady Schlabel arguing from the scorer's table. I think he wants a foul or a tip there. He's not going to get it. It'll end up being a turnover on the Hawks.
It's their 15th.
Woods gets it in. Sydney Shockley couldn't get the three off before Trish Troyer had a hand in her face. Now Wagler kicks it on the right wing side for Veyer. Veyer gets it bounced down low. Here's Sydney Shockley, turns, puts it up off the backboard. Give her two. Sydney Shockley going to play for the Lake Erie College Storm in her college days. As Mullet dribbles through a double team, but a foul going to be called. And let's see who picks it up.
Yeah, that would have been one of those situations where if it was kind of like the soccer rules, you could have had a good play on right there. But you know, they're still going to call those fouls.
As they'll give that foul to there, and you know what, as a soccer referee, I would love to see advantage worked into basketball. I think that'd be a great way, especially if you get past the defender after they foul you, you have a chance to go to the bucket. Across the timeline now, here is Mullet. Mullet double team, falls to the ground, loses the ball. Veyer will pick it up on her side of the court and immediately double team. Now Trish Troyer takes it away from Wagler. And now here comes Joplin Yoder. One defender coming at her, no good. And that shot blocked by Slates, who comes down with the rebound. Under a minute to play. Veyer across the timeline, going to give it up to Wood. Wood going to give this one up to Wagler. Wagler drives in, floaters up, and will rim out. No good. Rebound loose in. It's going to be an offensive board there. Sydney Shockley, her putback is no good. And they'll say the rebound goes out of bounds off the Hawks, and it'll stay with the Bulldogs with 39.5 seconds to play. It's a 45-38 ball game, a 7-point ball game. Still some time here as Slates has it. Now up top to Veyer. Now Sydney Shockley going to drive in. Kicks right wing side. Brooke Shockley for three. Off the mark. Rebound by Slates with 30 seconds. Slates in the paint, turns, and she'll be fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. As Macy Mullet picks up her third. And this is huge, a chance to make this a 5-point game with the clock stopped. At the line is Jenna Slates. Front end is up and good.
Yeah, you kind of knew that Highland wasn't going to get out of here too easily. with as good as this Green Bulldog team is.
I think we'll have a timeout if she makes this one. Second attempt is up and good, and timeout is called. It is a 45-40 ball game. Highland leading. Will take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
45-40 as we come out of the timeout. Two timeouts left for Highland, one for Green. 26 and 8-tenths of a second remain in this one. And, Scott, the Green defense has been a little tough for the Hawks to handle, and they're going to run a five-inbounder play. All five Hawks beneath the baseline here. Might call this one the lasso special, as they'll run everyone in. They'll get it to Mullet. Mullet in the backcourt dribbles through, and she'll be fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. We'll see who they give this one to. And they'll give it to Brooke Shockley, her third. So Mullet will go to the other end and shoot a pair of free throws here.
Can almost seal it here if she hits these two free throws.
You need her to at least hit one, and she will there. Her first point since the second quarter makes it 46-40, a 2 3-pointer game, which is huge there. While Green hasn't shot well from downtown, we know they have the personnel to do so. Second attempt is up, and she'll get them both, and it's a 7-point ball game, 24 seconds to play. Wagler across the timeline. She's going to drive straight to the hoop. Has her shot blocked by Mullet. She tried the scoop layup, and Mullet just put her hand down and knocks it away. 18 seconds now. Inbounded far side. Sydney Shockley will put up a long three off the rim. Joplin Yoder with the board, and that should do it with 11 seconds. And now a foul going to be called on Shockley, her fourth. That'll send Mullet to the charity stripe on the other side. But 10 seconds left. It should be a foregone conclusion. And it looks like Brady Schlabaugh going to drop Yoder back to defend. Mullet at the stripe going to shoot two. Front end is up and good. She is 5 for 5 on the evening. That makes it 48-40. Second attempt for Mullet. Gets the ball, puts it up, and she'll go 2 for 2.
Perfect from the free throw line for the Highland Hawks.
10 seconds to go.
10 for 10.
Shockley, right side, drives in, throws up the shot, no good. Knocks her own rebound out on the far side, and with 3.2 seconds to play, Hawks just need to inbound it and play a little bit of keep away, and they're going to walk away with a big win against a Division II opponent. Habiger fakes the first inbound pass, gets it in to Mullet. They won't give the foul. Mullet dribbles the clock out, and that's going to be it. Hawks 49, Bulldogs 40. The Hawks get a big win here in the regular season, and we'll be back to wrap it up next on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at keimhome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Final score in this one, it was the Hawks 49 and the Green Bulldogs 40. Green led 8-6 after one quarter of play, but the Hawks didn't look back from there as they outscored the Bulldogs 17-9 to lead 23-17 at halftime. And outscore Green again in the third quarter, 9-8, and lead 32-25 going into the final frame, where they would outscore the Bulldogs 17-15 to win by the final score of 49-40. Leading the way for the Bulldogs was Lake Erie commit Sydney Shockley. She had 18 points. Shockley on the evening, she shot 7 of 13 from two-point land and 2 of 6 from three-point land, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. After that, it was 8 points from Wagler, who had a couple of threes, 5 points each from Brooklyn Wood and Brooke Shockley, and 4 points from the Ashland commit Jenna Slates. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, Joplin Yoder led the way with 22 points. Yoder 6 of 11 from two-point land, 2 of 4 from downtown, and 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. After that, 5 points from Evie Mast. Mast shot 2 of 2 from downtown, 2 of 5 from two-point land, 4 points from Macy Mullet, Well, pardon me, looked at the wrong side there. 22 for Joplin Yoder, 10 for Evie Mast, 8 for Macy Mullet, 4 for Ellie Habiger, 3 from Easton Miller, and 2 from Perrin Mitchell. Rounding out the Hawks' total of 49. We'll come back with the team stats after this quick timeout here on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Homes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Homes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Win for the Hawks tonight. Scott Meller now with our final team numbers.
Thanks a lot, Jake. Green loses their third game of the season. Highland wins their 18th game of the season, and they come away with this road win this evening, 49-40 over the Division II Bulldogs. From three-point range, Green was 5 of 17 for 29%. Highland 5 of 14 for 36%. From inside the paint, inside of the arc, Green was 10 of 32 for 33%. Highland was 12 of 25 for 48%. At the free throw line, Green was 5 of 6 this evening, while Highland was a perfect 10 of 10 from the free throw line, and that was two players, Macy Mullet and Joplin Yoder, that combined for that 10 of 10 shooting from the charity stripe. Green out-rebounded Highland 28-27 in four quarters of action, and Highland had 16 turnovers, more than probably coach is going to want to be okay with in the second half, but they had 16 turnovers in four quarters of action. Green had 14 turnovers.
And Joplin Yoder broke the 20-point plateau for the sixth time this season, so congratulations to her there. She added 7 rebounds, 1 on the offensive end. Ellie Habiger had 5, 2 on the offensive end, 3 for 4, 1 on the offensive end for Evie Mass, 2 for Perrin Mischler, 1 for Macy Mullet, and 2 for Tori Weaver. Jenna Slates would lead the way on the other end. She had 8 rebounds, 1 on the offensive end, 6, 2 on the offensive end for Brooklyn Wood. With the win, the Hawks will improve their record to 18-3. Meanwhile, dropping to 16-3 are the Green Bulldogs. And before we get out of here, we got to announce our Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player is going to receive a T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. And Scott, we're looking at the numbers, and, you know, we talked about it in that second half. Joplin Yoder, when she needs to, will put this team on her back and carry them to victory, and that's exactly what she did in the final quarter of this ball game.
Yeah, sometimes it's not necessarily her putting somebody on her back. It's, you know, helping a player along, and you know, you need a little bit of an assist, and that's what she did, especially as they moved into that fourth quarter. She was able to dish the ball to a few other players, but it started with her kind of taking control, you know, having to play a couple really tough post players, a couple other perimeter players that, you know, made sure they had a hand in the face of Joplin Yoder as well as most of the Hawks. But Highland, as they tend to do, especially as they start to approach the tournament time of the season, they just, you know, continue to grind and work hard, listen to their coaches. Coaches have a great game plan, and I think Coach Schlabaugh tonight did an excellent job making sure his girls were ready for this top 10 primetime type of outing.
So Joplin Yoder might have to get a second closet by the end of this season. Going to be our player of the game. Congratulations, sir. She'll get a T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink in Holmesville. Oh, Scott, any final thoughts on this one?
You know, I think that, again, we could see tonight that, you know, this is starting to move towards tournament atmosphere, and this is exactly what coaches this time of the season want to see, is they want to see their team win, lose, or draw, which, of course, in high school basketball, you're not going to have a draw, but win or lose, you want to be able to come out of something like this with a positive. And I think for even for Green, the loser on the scoreboard this evening, they are going to know that having, you know, playing against a really, really good Highland team, this is going to set them up for heading into their Division II OHSAA tournament just as well. So, again, a lot of positives, I think, on both sides of it. There's always got to be a winner, and there's always got to be a loser. But, again, I think everybody's going to come away from this with a very positive experience that will help lead them into the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey, well, Scott, always a pleasure. Thanks for making the drive out here with me today.
All right, thanks, Jake.
One more time, the final score in this one, 49-40. The Highland Hawks get the victory over the Green Bulldogs. For Scott Miller and Blaisdon Mullen, pushing the button back at WKLM Sports Central, making sure you can hear us on FM 95.3 and around the world at WKLMFM.com. I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.